super committee doomed to fail? At this point, the members are talking and pointing fingers.
There is one sticking divide. That is the issue of what I call shared sacrifice.
You've got people who have very different views, frankly, of what it takes to produce economic growth.
There is a real threat that not only will there be a downgrade, but that the market on Monday will look again at Washington and say, you guys can't get the job done.
Well, it turns out it looks like they can't get the job done. You just heard Democrat Patty Murray on CNN, Republican Representative Jeb Hensarling on Fox News Sunday, on John Kerry on MSNBC. They're all members of the so-called super committee, which we're told is not going to reach a deal today that would make give them time to get it passed and on the president's desk. Joining us now, Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick. Good morning, Todd.
Hi, good morning, Celeste.
You know, and you know, let me ask you the question that John and I jokingly posed earlier, which is, who is surprised here?
Well, I think maybe few people are, Celeste, but I think many people thought that the enforcement mechanisms hanging over this thing, which are sort of draconian cuts that nobody said they wanted, that was the point, that these enforcement mechanisms are so onerous that it'll force people to make a deal because nobody wants them. I think a lot of people thought that that would push people towards a deal, not to mention the size of the moment, not to mention the spirit of what the super committee was supposed to be, which was to get people together to make some tough decisions in a tough year, in a brutal political environment, and elevate the conversation to do something for the country that they all said had to be done. It wasn't to be. They couldn't do it. So it's about the election. We'll fight it out in November.
All right. Well, here's Jeb Hensarling. He's a Republican from Texas, and he says that really what's at issue here is not that they don't want to produce jobs or cut the deficit, but they have completely different views on how to do that. Two views that just cannot be rectified.
I'm not saying it's anybody's fault. I'm saying you've got people who have very different views, frankly, of what it means to produce, what it takes to produce jobs and what it takes to produce economic growth. It's not about assigning blame, but we are unaware of any Democratic offer that didn't include at least a $1 trillion tax increase on the American economy.
Is that what it came down to, Todd? Taxes versus entitlements?
It's exactly what it came down to, and I will take the liberty of disagreeing with Congressman Hensarling only because it will be very much about assigning blame. You trust me on that. Both sides will be doing their very best to blame the other side. And again, this is now about the election. Entitlements versus taxes, the social contract, what Patty Murray and the president called shared sacrifice, what John Kyle and other Republicans call having policies that lead to economic growth and not raising taxes on job creators. Now, since the super committee apparently, at least by tonight, says they're not going to reach a deal, and we'll know for sure by this afternoon, we're expecting an announcement, then it's all about the election. Then it's about the president pitting Medicare for middle-class seniors and Social Security against tax cuts for the rich. You've already seen that narrative, and you're going to be hearing a lot of it between now and November.
Hey, so Todd, Washington's got another thing coming. They're going to find out in a couple of months this isn't going to be about the election. This is going to be about interest rates in the United States, because when the Asians see that the U.S. can't do any better than the Italians in figuring out their fiscal house, then interest rates are going to spike. We're not going to be able to fund all of these arguments over Medicaid for one more election cycle.
A major concern, John. One of the mitigating factors there is don't forget about what's called the sequester. You call it sequester. I call it enforcement mechanisms. What that means is even though the super committee looks 99.9% like it's a failure, they're still about to cut the debt $1.2 trillion. Not in a way that anybody likes, but the beauty of the sequester, the one good thing about it was that even if these guys couldn't get it together, and really they never could, I want to tell you it was never really close, they're still going to cut the debt in a way that might palliate the markets a little bit. Don't forget, about half in defense cuts, about half in domestic spending, including to Medicare doctors and hospitals and providers, and that might ease the markets a little bit, that even though we couldn't make a decision, some cuts are on the table, and they're pretty substantial.
So, Todd, I want you to test out the truth of this comment from John Kerry, Democrat, who says that this is, in the end, all about the 2012 elections.
There are only two things blocking us from doing that. One, and I've heard this from Republicans in the Senate and in the House, that they think they're going to win the Senate, win the presidency, and they want to wait until next year and just write their own deal. And the second is their insistence on the Grover Norquist pledge and extending the Bush tax cuts.
Is Kerry right?
Well, there's no question that this is imbued with politics, and there's no question that the extension of the Bush tax cuts, which altogether are worth about $4 trillion over the next 10 years, or $800 billion if you just take the tax cuts for the wealthiest people, are hanging over this entire deal. Democrats decided, because I've spoken to many of them, Celeste, about 10 days ago, that no deal politically was better for them than a deal that wasn't going to get them what the president calls shared sacrifice. They'd rather run on it and let the president run on the idea of Medicare and the middle class versus tax cuts for the rich in November than they would to get a deal that was too much of a compromise that caused them to cut too much. Republicans are feeling good about the Senate, and Republicans, many of them, are pledged, duty-bound to Grover Norquist and to each other never to raise taxes. This thing was imbued with politics from the start, and they never really got off track, Celeste. They were never really on track. You know, track implies two rails that run together to a destination. This was never that. These were two rails going in opposite directions that you might hammer together for a little while. It never happened.
All right. So what happens next? I know we have an interim spending deal. They have to revisit their spending in December. This sequester goes into effect, I assume, unless they find some way to get around it, right?
The sequester doesn't go into effect until 2013, but there will be efforts to undo it over the next year. But it's the next month in Congress that's an absolute mess. There were a lot of things riding on this super committee deal, stuff that's not very well known, but really, really expensive that Congress now has to do. Medicare doc fix, we've talked about that before, cuts in payments to doctors that Congress always passes. Unemployment insurance is expiring. Payroll tax cuts that were put in place to spur the economy, expiring. Spending bills, a thing called the alternative minimum tax, which Congress patches every year or two, to the tune of tens of billions of dollars. All of this was going to be piled onto the super committee deal because it'd all be mixed in with debt reduction. Done deal. Well, not anymore. And now, how do you do this over the next month without adding to the debt? It seems almost impossible. It's going to be a mess between now and Christmas, and then we'll deal with the sequesters and defense cuts after New Year's.
Great. So we've got that to look forward to. That's Todd Zwillick, our Washington correspondent. Thanks, Todd.
My pleasure.
We're wondering, why should we be surprised that the super committee didn't work? Did you have any dream that the super committee was going to reach a deal? Let us know at 877-8-MY-TAKE.